from Storyflow Health and Longevity Health and Longevity The Day's Top 10 June 9th from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 9th. Here are today's top 10 health and longevity stories. Let's get into it. First, from Mireille Millet in Paris. Exceptional phenomenon. As I ducked down in my seat on the bus to let the lady beside me take photos of the art installation on Pont Neuf, I was unprepared for the little mird that slipped out of her perfectly drawn mouth. It's broken, she told me, and indeed the canvas has been torn by a weather-induced exceptional phenomenon, so I can only assume a man was in charge. Next, second, from Divina Cusina. June Newsletter Part 2. My newsletter this month was so long, I thought this deserved attention on its own. In Italy, your onomastico, name day celebration, is often more widely celebrated than your birthday. Being a Catholic country, every day has a saint. There was a big deal years back when some saints were taken off the calendar. St. John the Baptist is Florence's patron saint, celebrated June 24. When you are traveling to Italy, it's a good idea to check out if there is a celebration going on where you will be visiting. In Florence, a medieval soccer game is played in Piazza Santa Croce. Up next, third, from Science Daily Health. Scientists found a new Alzheimer's trigger and a drug that stops it. Researchers have identified a new Alzheimer's target and created an experimental compound that blocks a damaging process inside brain cells. In mice, the treatment slowed nerve cell loss, reduced Alzheimer's-related changes, and even appeared to promote healthier aging. And then, fourth, from Stat Pharma. Stat Plus, AstraZeneca's GLP-1 pill shows promise in obesity, diabetes trials. In one phase 2 trial of people with obesity called VISTA, those on the highest dose of the drug called elecoglipron lost 11.2% of their weight after 36 weeks when looking at all patients regardless of discontinuations, according to data presented Monday at the annual meeting of the American Diabetes Association and published in The Lancet. AstraZeneca's investigational GLP-1 pill showed promise in mid-stage obesity and diabetes studies, but it may still be too early to determine how it stacks up against oral treatments already on the market. Next, fifth, from Ariel Myers, L.AC. Chapter 33, Cutting the Cord. These are chapter-by-chapter excerpts from my book, Fertile Like a Mother, Fertile Like a Lover. If you're just finding your way here, you might want to start from the beginning. Each piece builds on the last. I began to pay close attention to the energy in my breasts, and I noticed that when I thought of Dean, or had to interact with him, I'd feel a tightening, sometimes even shooting pain, in my breast tissue. At first, I simply let myself be aware of it. Up next, sixth, from The Habit Healers. Did you miss the article that made readers say, "Why didn't my doctor tell me this?" I know not every article lands in your inbox at the right moment. Here is your complete recap of everything we published in May. What are the 8 tests your doctor overlooks that predict more about your health than your standard labs? This one might be the most practical article we published all month. And then, 7th, from Geraldo Salad, Un famoso supermercado de España retira lotes de un producto ecológico por la posible presencia de piedras en su interior. Aldi Har comunicado la retirada de varios lotes del producto eco soja texturizada fina de su marca propia gut bio debido a la posible presencia de piedras en su interior. La cadena de supermercados ha informado a través de su página web oficial sobre esta medida preventiva y ha solicitado a los clientes que adquirieran este artículo que proceden a su devolución en cualquiera de sus establecimientos, donde recibirán el reembolso total del importe abonado. La alerta de seguridad alimentaria afecta a 8 lotes específicos del producto ecológico con fecha de consumo preferente FCP entre marzo y. Next, 8th, from Geraldo Salad. Los entrenadores se ponen de acuerdo a partir de los 55 años si de priorizar el entrenamiento diffuso. El envejecimiento transforma el organismo en múltiples aspectos, pero contrariamente a la creencia popular, no implica de forma inevitable una pérdida de masa muscular. Superados los 55 años, el cuerpo experimenta cambios fisiológicos reales, como la disminución en la producción de testosterona y una menor capacidad para sintetizar proteínas. Up next, 9th, from Stay Young. One of these is approved cancer treatment in Europe. Ancient civilizations consumed these 5 fruits daily. They had almost no clinical record of the chronic inflammatory conditions, the cancers, the parasitic infections, the metabolic disease that now affect the majority of adults over 50 in the developed world. Modern research is beginning to explain why. By the end of this post, you'll understand exactly what each fruit does at the biological level and the specific daily protocol that research supports for using them together. This is not folk medicine. Each fruit below has documented mechanisms studied in peer-reviewed research that tar. And then, 10th, from Lindsay Max Complexity Edge, 10 signs you're functioning well enough to pass but not well enough to live. Most conversations about struggling assume the struggle is visible. It isn't always. There's a whole category of people who are, by every external measure, doing well, productive, reliable, often the most capable person in the room, and privately running a level of cognitive and emotional overhead that would floor most people if they could see it. The world doesn't have great language for that gap, so this article is going to name it plainly. There's a difference between performing your life and actually living it. That's today's Health and Longevity Brief.